Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday. Did I say each and every Monday? Yes, I did. I am your host with the most, Coach Lee. And again, you're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. As you guys know, we just talk about women's football. You know, we're in the off season and things are a little slow, but you know what? We're working up. We got some things working out, working on. We got the camp, women's football camp and conference jumping off in less than 2 weeks. We got a great, great crowd that's going to be there. We got some great work that's going to take place, and I definitely will talk about that for the first quarter here. Then we're also going to hit over on the Ning board and talk about some of the hot topics over on the Ning board. If you want to call in, you can call in anytime you feel, anytime you like. You can always call in at 347-826-7278. Press the one button, and our producers will definitely put you in the mix. If you got something to say, you got something to add, you got something to talk about, hey, jump on down. Coach Lee will talk to you about it. But anyway, you know, let's get this party started like we always do. We definitely got to give our shout-outs to our sponsors. We got Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. You know, when you go out and rent cars, go to Enterprise. Why? Because they support women's football. Why? Because they're supporting this talk show. Why? Because they support the Women's Football Camping Conference. So, again, pick Enterprise. Why? Because they'll pick you up. And also, our second sponsor for the evening is also Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas. Why? Because they're supporting women's football. Why? Because they're supporting women's sports. Why? Because they're supporting this show. You know how it goes when you're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Hey, and those were our sponsors for this evening's show. And we're going to move on. We're going to go ahead and get this thing kicked off. And it's a deep kick. As usual, it's always deep when you're talking about women's football each and every Monday. It's always deep when you're talking about women's football each and every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, you know, it's a bunch of subjects and a bunch of topics to talk about. But we're going to start this bad boy off as we normally do because, you know what, on January 7th through the 10th, the Women's Football Camping Conference will be up and rolling. It's getting exciting around here, seeing all these wonderful sponsors providing their equipment as they promised. Rogers Athletic Company has just donated several bags, several sleds, and shoots. Oklahoma shoots for the camping conference. Again, you know, these are items that are needed to make your team better. And it takes a collective group of all of us to get out there and let folks know that women do play football, that they do play tackle football at that. Believe it or not, it took me a while to get Rogers Athletic Company on board because they really didn't even know that women play football. And Rogers Athletic Company is probably the most used bag and shoot and sled company in America for USA football. They got some of the top equipment. They're always rocking the best equipment. And, you know, there's a list of, I think, every major college and every professional team uses Rogers. And that's a good fit for us to get them involved in the Women's Football Camp and Conference, because now it's an opportunity for us to show them that the equipment that they do use for football is needed for us. And that's what we're talking about, Rogers Athletic Equipment. I think you can go to rogersathleticequipment.com, and that would definitely give you the heads up of all the equipment that they use. I mean, not that they make. And actually, you know what, I'm going to pull together this catalog, so I can talk about some of the equipment that's involved in this Rogers. And Rogers is a major sponsor of the Nike camp and the Adidas camp, which actually will be here in Vegas in February. And actually, I will be working side by side with my contact with Rogers at the Nike camp, because again, I'm going to make this a lot bigger than what it is. This women's football camp is going to be the camp of all camps to be a part of in 2011. And like I said, it takes time, you know. It takes time to build. But as we build and put these sponsors together, such as Rogers, and we film, you know, us ladies and us coaches teaching how to play the game with their equipment, oh, man, it's going to be off the chain. But anyway, let's talk about Rogers. And actually, it is rogersathletic.com. That's R-O-G-E-R-S-A-T-H-E-T. Wait, I misspelled that. Ain't that something? Rogers is rogersathletic.com. Now, you go to that website, you will see all the sleds. I mean, they got sleds that range from, you know, $250 to $5,000 for these sleds. Blocking sleds, the lever sleds, which means you hit them and they actually go up in the angles and you can actually push using leverage. And it works for anywhere from a one-man sled, two-man sled, up to seven-man sled. And I don't know how many teams out there have the equipment or are able to use the equipment. But one idea, if you can't afford your own equipment, is one, go to a facility or a high school that has its own equipment and possibly rent it out as a package deal to use in their fields. Or two, if the high school doesn't have the equipment, then, you know, going in with them and maybe paying a third of the money for this equipment, because this is expensive, and they can get top-notch equipment. And you guys go in and pay a third of the price to use it, you know. So again, you got to kind of barter your way in and your services and everything, you know. No, you can't pay. Just an example. Let me see with the seven-man sled. A seven-man sled is $6,549. Of course, again, if you go in and say, hey, we'll pay a third of that, you're looking at $2,000, $2,200, but you get to use some top-notch equipment, you know. A one-man sled is what, $1,250? So again, you're paying about $300-$400. Two-man sled is $2,000 for this high caliber stuff. And that's just, you know, some of the other stuff. They do have some mod sleds, which are a little bit cheaper. Which a two-man sled would be, not necessarily cheaper. This is even higher caliber stuff, which is $1,709, you guys. So again, this stuff ain't cheap. And they jumped on board to be a part of her story, as I've been promoting it, as I've been in women's football. I don't call it his story. I call it her story. So they're part of her story, and they have definitely put out about $6,000 worth of equipment for this women's football camp just for you guys. And, again, it's a test market for you guys to see. And, you know, this is why I invite coaches and owners to come to this thing because, again, in order to be a great organization, you got to be able to provide the facilities. You got to be able to provide the equipment. And, again, Rogers Athletic Company has definitely provided those things. They have a power sled, which is a little bit cheaper. Again, it's what, how many pages in this book? There's approximately 70 pages worth of equipment that this company makes and provides. From a one-man power line sled, which you can hit and tackle, and it pops back up. They also got the power bar or the dry sled, which doesn't have a pad on it, which you put weights on it, which is about $575. And they have a pulling harness for another $225 you add on there, and you actually pull yourself with it to get your legs stronger. What else? They got sled dummies, different colors, different attachments. They got sleds for linebackers. They got the shiver sled, which you just come out of your three-point stands and you hit with your hands. They got the three-read machine. It's like you push a button and that particular pad moves, and you got to hit it as it moves, so it's like a reactionary deal, drill. What else they got? They got the big tackling machine. I know you guys seen the movie The Longest Yard, when they had this piece of wood with this big old tackling bag, and the big dude hit it and broke the machine. Well, they got that type of machine here. It's called a tackling machine, and that is a good technique machine. The bag is coming at you at a certain speed, and you got to actually hit it. It's like hitting live people, but it's a safe way to get better. And that's what this company is all about. It's about the safety and overall performance of a player. I'm looking through here. They got the power blast, which you actually hit and you run through. It's like arms, like you run through arm tackling. I think that's a great product for running backs and wide receivers to learn how to break arm tackles. What else they got? They got I know we got these here, the Oklahoma shoots, which are pretty much keeping you as linemen, keeping you low and leaning forward and coming off and firing off at the bag. I know in my 5 years, and not even just my 5 years of coaching women's football, but coaching football, period, and coaching linemen tend, the first thing they do is pop up. You know, instead of stepping forward, they stand straight up and then take a step forward. So that's what the shoot's all about. If not, you'd be hitting your head on the bar. So that's just a reminder that that you got to stay low. So, again, Oklahoma shoot, and I know that we have a three-man shoot, and that's going to be some great stuff for the camp and conference. What else they have in here? They have multiple bags, the pop-up dummies, which I love. These are dummies that weigh like 130 pounds. And it's like, you know, if you're old school like me, there's a toy that used to blow up called a Weeble Wobble. And I forgot the commercial, Weeble Wobble, but they don't fall down. Weeble Wobble, but they don't fall down. But something like that. I forgot. I'm old school. But anyway, that's what these tackling dummies are all about. So what you do is you just line up and you go and attack it and tackle the dummy. And once you get off, it pops back up so the next person can go and attack and tackle that dummy as well. So it gets drills going real fast. It keeps you moving, keeps you shaking and baking. You can slap them to learn how to do rip and swim technique, and they'll move out the way, then they'll pop back up straight. Then they also have optional arms, which we do have, which, like, you can tackle the bag and attack the ball at the same time. You can learn how to rush the the quarterback, it has it like the quarterback is throwing the ball, and the ball just sits there, and so you come from the back and you learn how to attack and strip the ball from behind. So those are some of the things that they provided for us, as well as some big blocking dummies, which are about 25 pounds each, so you can learn how to block. We got an agility bag in here. Again, I'm very thankful that Rogers is believing in women's football and doing what they can to help us with our product. And like I said, you can go to RogersAthletic.com, and you can see all the wonderful things that we have here. I will be providing a book, a catalog book for each participant that comes so that you can take it to your team, and hopefully you guys can work on trying to attain these objects. And it's from adults to junior peewee to everything. I mean, there's so many things in here. They got arm bags. They got the undershield. They got jam bags, which is like, you know, it's simple things. Like if you get some sandbags and you put them in front of you and just shoot them out from your arms, from your chest, and push out and bring them back. A good lineman drill. What else they have? Of course, they got cones. They got the spacer cans. They also got the quarterback tee. And, you know, the quarterback tee is awesome because it simulates you taking the snap from the ball, but also it has a timer on there. So you can push that timer for, say, 3.5 seconds. So your quarterback, from the time the ball moves from that quarterback tee to throwing the ball, a little buzzer would go off. And that'll let you know that, you know, your time has, you know, has passed or something like in that nature, you know, or equivalent to a sack. What else they got? They got the football throwing machines. Again, none of this equipment is cheap, you guys. You're talking about $2,099, $2,299 for a mobile throwing machine. And basically it's adjustable, you know, so you don't throw your arm out as coaches and stuff like that. But it's a high-speed ball. You just keep putting them in there, and they catch the balls. They got team mats. They have a nice target machine. It looks like a basketball backboard with three nets in it that you can catch the ball. They got the landing mat for those wide receivers learning how to dive for balls. Again, trying to keep everything safe so that you're not hitting the ground. So, again, I advise you, if you got time, go to RogersAthletic.com. Again, RogersAthletic.com, and check out all the items that they provide, that they put for football, period. I mean, if you need to order equipment, this is the place to be, from 25-second clocks to water machines to referee chain sets to yard markers. What else they got here? It's amazing the amount of things. And, of course, again, some of the teams that are training with Rogers Athletic Equipment, again, you know, Cal State University Northridge, Cal State Sacramento, Cerritos College, Fresno State. I'm just skipping through USC, UCLA, University of Florida. These are the type of companies, the type of programs that are using Rogers Athletic company equipment. So again, when you get the time, when you get the time to jump on the internet, visit. You know, actually, just go to womensfootballcamp.com and click over to on the big R, the big logo. That is Rogers Athletic's logo, and I think I have a direct link to their. Yeah, I have a direct link. Yeah, it is. It's a direct link to their website. So again, go to Women's Tackle Football, Women's Football Camp.com, and you definitely will be able to see what's being provided. So again, this is a first class thing. And as you can see, time is always flying when you four quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday. That's right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know. So, again, start using the sponsors that are sponsoring your sport or sponsoring your team. Make sure you visit those teams, I mean those sites. Make sure you, you know, buy and purchase items that your team is being sponsored by. Whatever, if your league is sponsored by a certain situation, then that's great, you know. But again, visit your sponsors on your team website. Visit your sponsors on womensfootballcamp.com and let them know that you are a voice there in the women's football community. So I'm going to pass the mic. No, I'm not going to pass the mic. You know what I'm going to do. I got to take a second for my sponsors here. Again, this show, Four Quarters with Coach Lee, is brought to you by
Enterprise.
Rent a car, that is. Why? Because they'll pick you up. And also brought to you by Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas because they are supporting women's sports. So we're going to move forward. We're going to move on. Let's go to quarter number two. Quarter number two, quarter number two. You know what it's about to do. You know, it's all about getting ready. Getting ready for the football camp and conference. That's what it's all about. It's all about getting ready. We only got another week and a half. As I was telling BJ, we got a week and a half, and we'll be out on the field, you guys. We are ready to rock and roll. The coaches are ready to rock and roll. Players have committed and are going to be there. Owners are going to be there. I think a handful of other coaches are going to be there, but majority of the coaches will be providing instructional information. Like I said, it's going to be an impact type of camp and conference. Bring your notebooks, you know, get ready to take notes, be ready to do what you do, be ready to come out there and get better as a player, as a coach, as an owner, as a marketing director, as a game day operator. That is the mission of the Women's Football Camp and Conference. And it's not too late to sign up. I think the deadline is going to be this Thursday. This Thursday will be the last sign-ups for the Women's Football Camp and Conference. So if you're still debating, you got three more days. If you're still debating, you got three more days. So get it done, you guys. You know, like I said, we are rolling with this thing, and again, you don't want to miss out the opportunity. There is no other place, no other organization that's putting this together to benefit women's football. It all takes care of itself. And like I said, we are all in this together. I don't care what team you're on. I don't care what league you're in. The bottom line is we're promoting the same sport, which is women's football. And if we're not making our product better, then women's football won't go anywhere. We 10 years, 11 years in it for the, what, second time around, and still we get no respect out there because we're not working together to make it very respectable for each other and competitive for each other. So, again, last call for sign-ups will be this Thursday, the 31st, at midnight, and then from there, you're on your own. You know, the bottom line is, hey, we got to move forward. We got things we got to order. We got to make sure we got things in place. There is, I think I have two suites available for the Rio. I'm not quite sure how many rooms are available over at the Comfort Inn, but if you are still looking for a place to stay, just go over to womensfootballcamp.com, go to registration, go down to the Rio, and click there, and that will take you directly to getting one of the last two rooms at the Rio. What other things that we got in this quarter? Oh, WFA got some good news. If you go to the WFA website has partnered up with Aflac. You know the duck, Aflac. Have partnered up with Aflac for supplemental insurance for the players, coaches, and owners within the WFA. And I think that's a great move on behalf of the league. I think that's part of putting some things in place to make yourself stand out and become better and offer these things. Because a lot of ladies out there, and I know for sure because I had some players on my team try out who – here in Vegas, we have issues with corporations providing insurance. So with that supplemental insurance in place that they can get at a very reasonable price, it's been very helpful on our team. I know that at least 5 to 7 girls have already signed up for the program, the Aflac program through the WFA. But, you know, hey, it's moving. It's shaking and baking, and I think we're doing some great things in the WFA. There was a couple of questions. I've gotten some emails about schedules and things of that nature. Schedules are still being worked on. You know, as you guys know, everybody's trying to get their schedules out early. And you got some people that say, I got a team, and some people say they got this and that. And, you know, things wind up changing when you put it out there early. But we just want to make sure that we don't have any downfalls. So, again, each region, for those who didn't know, are putting their schedules together. And like I said, by the first of the year, there should be some kind of final schedule that the league will actually put out. As I was talking to the commissioners of the league, that it should be finalized the first week of January. So plenty of time for you guys to get out there, check out the websites, check out the schedules, check out the matchups and everything. But, you know, it's not difficult at all as far as who playing who. It's just different dates. You know, the bottom line is you play who's around you, and that's it. You know, there's no magic to the potion. The bottom line is you're going to play who's around you. It's just a matter of what dates and what times and what locations, home or away. And I know that here on the West Coast we have two divisions, a Northwest and a Southwest division. And, hey, we're building. It's a slow build, but it's getting there. And, you know, we're going to rock and roll. That's the bottom line. Football is going to be rocking and rolling, both for the WFA and the IWFL, which is going to be great. We're going to put on some great, great shows and things of that nature. And that's where we are at, you know. Those are some of the updates that I came across real quick here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And if you want to call in, you can always reach in, push these famous numbers, 347-826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. And push number 1, and I hear you if you're there. And you can always join in if you got any questions or concerns. You can always address them, and we'll rock and roll and move from there. You know, but again, today I'm just going to keep updating all the information that I got going on, that I know that's going on, and try to keep you guys aware of what's going on in women's football. You know, again, we talked about the women's football camp. We talked about the equipment. We talked about the Aflac program and WFA. What else did we talk about? I'm just checking my notes here. But, you know, hey, it's almost that time, you guys, because, again, time be flying. I just realized it's almost halftime, and we got to put a little 2-minute drill or something together here before this halftime. But again, you know, like I said, this is a wonderful show. I'm glad to talk to you and pass on some wonderful information. And speaking of wonderful information, we got some more questions here that was asked of me. Can I enlighten anybody on? Again, preseason. Coach Lee, what is the policy for preseason and postseason games for your league and other leagues? For the WFA, basically our preseason is open at our discretion to start when we want to start as far as practice is concerned. Most of us are going to all start in, I'm going to say January, but we can play as many preseason games as we like. Against anybody that we like, be it interleague teams, be it independent teams, or whatever. So that's pretty much our policy in the WFA. You know, the more the merrier, the sooner the better. So, again, that's where we at on that. As far as postseason, I'm figuring out the same thing. There is no policy in place to say we can't play any postseason games or bowl games, which would be great. If you can get sponsors and find teams that are pretty competitive, that are, you know, within your your area or teams that want to travel, that's great as well. But again, the bottom line is whatever the team's budget allows them to do is doable. I highly suggest that we play preseason games. I know I'm lining up, personally, I'm lining up 3 preseason games. And right now I have 2 locked down. And I'm looking for another preseason game for March, I want to say March 20th. Yeah, no, March 27th. So if there's a team out there that want to play a preseason game, hey, you know, like I said, if you get to Vegas, I'll take care of your other aspect as far as your stay. So that's just my open invitation. So, again, for that caller or that emailer, that's my interpretation of what goes on. I can't speak on anybody else. That's up to them. I can only speak what I know, and what I know is what I put out there. So that is the question. Let's see. Any more questions? Oh, here's a camp question. Coach Lee, what is the benefit of me coming to the camp, or can I just put a video in and learn the same thing? Well, my thing is this. Anybody can learn from any mechanism, be it through audio tape, through videotape, classroom, firsthand. It's what you want to get out of it. You know, the bottom line is this: at the Women's Football Camp and Conference, you're guaranteed 10 hours of football instructions on the field. You're guaranteed at least 4 more hours of classroom instruction, which is 14 hours, and plus the other things that go around. So again, if you want to put it on an hourly wage, say 15 hours, I'm just going to round up to 15 hours because I know it's going to be question and answer period, you're pretty much paying $10 an hour for a personal trainer, basically, a personal football coach over a 4-day period. So when you look at it in those terms, that's not a bad investment, $10 an hour, for someone to train and work with you. Because, you know, if you get a videotape, yeah, you can rewind it and do all those other good things, but you just don't have that personal relationship with that videotape. You know, you can't ask that videotape a question. You just got to take notes, and hopefully that videotape or audio tape answers your question. And there's plenty of tapes out there, too. So that's another thing that you guys got to be aware of. Teach yourself the game of football. Not all coaches know everything about football. Your job is to go out there and attain as much information as possible. And there's plenty of websites out there. You know, they got Football for Dummies. You go to bookstores, and they have playbooks. They have all kinds of stuff. But the best place that I know is just searching the Google and put in there football, and there's a bunch of websites that are dealing with football, tutoring, football teaching, and football this and that. And you can order videotapes. You can order actual playbooks from different colleges and universities and actually professional teams. You know, again, a lot of those things, the Internet is so beautiful that a lot of these things surface. And what they'll wind up doing is they'll wind up emailing a copy of that playbook or whatever. So, again, the more information you get, the better. Is it better for a football camp than it is to do it by yourself? I would say, oh, yeah, it's definitely better. Because you're in a learning environment. You're around other people who want to learn, and they might ask that question that you were scared to ask. So those are some of the things that you got to be aware of, the benefits. The negatives, again, will be the cost in travel, because this is not something that's done on a national basis, even though Women's Football Camp and Conference want to go national. But again, if we're not getting the response in those different areas to go national, then we just stay stationary here in Vegas. Because I know that this past year we had a 12-city tour over 15 weeks that we wanted to go by, and we actually had a sponsor that was willing to help pay for it with the mobile truck and all that other stuff, and that's where I got all the equipment with Rogers and everything. So we can take this thing on the road, but we don't want to go on the road and have 20 people show up. That's not the purpose. You know, if we're going to go out there and educate, we need to have at least 100 people out there. And because, again, it's all about dollars and cents. Your sponsors want to see how many people they touch. and they interact with. So that's the bottom line on that. Let's see if I have any more questions, Let's see. All right, here's a question. Coach Lee, why do women only play 8-game maximum? You know what? To answer that question, I really don't know. Again, in my humble opinion, I think a 12-game season is the ultimate season for women's football. I think 12 games is the ultimate season for women's football. When I first came into women's football, I know that the WPFL was using a 10-game schedule, and that was one of my reasons for going to that league in preference to the other leagues that that were around at that particular time, was because of the 12-game season. I mean, not 12-game, but 10-game season. Everybody else was only offering 8. And some people say it's because it's financially not suitable to do more than 8 games. And I have to disagree. Again, it's all about marketing and your marketing campaign and putting your sponsors. But it's a lot easier to sell 5 to 6 home game packages than it is 4-game packages, you know. And, you know, I really don't know why it's only 8 games, personally. Like I said, the premium number will be 12 games over a 13-week period. Because we are, think about it, we're doing 8 games in a matter of 10 to 11 weeks anyway. You know, I think the more the merrier. Again, the more the merrier, because, again, you get to put your product out there. You know, people say, well, what about, you know, ladies getting hurt and stuff like that? You're gonna get hurt playing 1 game, as easy as playing 12 games. There's some people that played their whole life and never got hurt. So it's by circumstances and chances that you do get hurt. But that's my answer, basically. You know, some teams and some leagues have decided that 8 games is optimal, and the budget is a lot easier, and they can extend the season a lot longer by doing it that way. And I understand on both sides, but as a coach, owner, and player, I would like to play more games. So that's that. That is that. Let's see. I think I got one more question. Here it is. This is a camp and conference question regarding the referee symposium. Coach, you are offering a referee symposium. What will entail in this? Our lookout for the referee symposium is basically to allow players to get a perspective of the referees from being a back judge, a lineman, and let you know in detail what they're there for, what they're looking for, and what their responsibilities are. But also, it's another opportunity for you as a football player to understand that there's life after football, that you can become a ref. And if I'm not mistaken, there was one young lady who was the first woman of a professional football this year in the UFL. And then there was another ref that was just reffing in a bowl game this past week. So, again, they're going to talk about the opportunities that you have as a, not only as a player, but as a possible chance to get to become a ref, you know, more employment, you know. So, again, it's going to be about an hour and 15-minute symposium on, you know, the ins and outs of a referee and what their responsibilities are during the game and maybe some career opportunities. So, again, we are working on getting those things together and making sure that you have an opportunity to learn. So those are the questions. Those are the things that are going on. Let me go over to the end of the quarter, because that is the end of the quarter here on Four Quarters of Coach Lee. We're going to come back in third quarter, and we're going to see what topics are on the Ning board. That's Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. Did I say Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com? But first, let me throw a shout out to my sponsors. We got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. And we got Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Why? Because they will pick you up. And as I get on over to the Ning board and chug-a-lug, I see, let me see what some of the topics are today, what we got rolling. You know, it's been a little slow because of the holidays. Everybody's been doing their thing and going about it and seeing what could be done, you know, family and stuff like that. But here's one topic. I really like this one. That's gotten a couple of hits. And it's by my man John Spatz. He has the famous Buckeye. He's a Buckeye fan. So he kind of laughed at me about the Buckeyes being in Rose Bowl and USC not being in Rose Bowl. But that's all right. That's okay. But anyway, he started up a discussion 4th of July evening for a championship game. It says, structure the season / playoffs so that the evening of the 4th of July or the 3rd of July can be the date of the league championship game. Coordinate with some local civil groups that launches fireworks off at some football stadium each year anyway. Except this time there will be a game at the stadium beforehand. Add a marching band in the mix. You provide pre-fireworks entertainment to the local community that aren't aware of women's football. Call a championship game for the WFA or the IWFL the Firecracker Bowl. I think that's a great idea. Again, you want to build events around other events. And that will be a hard sell, but then it would be. You know, because, again, that's during family time, you know, reunion time. And not that, like I said, it's a great idea, I think, you know, if you can build it around that. But, again, you have to start the season a lot earlier in order for that to be achieved because most of the season's end, regular season is over with by mid-June. So you're looking at 3 rounds of playoffs. So you probably have to start in February to do something like this. But let's see what some of the responses were. We got Coach Riddle here. Don't know what kind of crowd you would get. I know Pittsburgh area's 4th is a huge picnic / boat in the river today. Huge fireworks at a point where 250 to 300,000 people attend just in town alone, not to mention people who watch from home. Could be a real good idea, but I think a lot of people do picnics, party things that day. So again, you get to see some of the reasons why it could work and why it couldn't work. Again, you got Michael, what's his Burmeister? Racing is the home of the largest 4th of July parade in the Midwest. We even have a department on the city council completely devoted to that. Personally, he says, personally, I think the WSFL title game could work real well as part of the recent 4th Fest. The game could start at 4 or 5 in the afternoon after the barbecues, but early enough for us to get out in time for the fireworks. Two participating teams could set up a float for the parade. Plus, after the game, they could be placed in a setup where a VIP section to watch the fireworks along with everybody else. How cool would that be? What else was said? So, again, then John replied back. He couldn't resist. He made a proposal. He wanted to call it the Women's Firecracker Bowl proposal. You can go to his website at www.ezfootballrankings.com and see his latest and greatest to that. And he came up with this. And, again, I think it's a great idea. And I think that, you know, you got to realize we play our football season through a couple of holidays. You have Easter. I think we start right after Easter. But you got Mother's Day and Father's Day. And I think each home team for those particular Sundays or that Saturday before that Sunday could create a Mother's Day and Father's Day game where all mothers might get in for half price, all fathers get in for half price, and then you have the players walk out, you know, in beginning the introductions with their parents with them. So if it's Mother's Day, each player that has a parent that's in town could actually walk out on the field with their mom or walk out on the field with their dad wearing their jersey. I know in high school and I know in college we did that for the seniors. On senior day, the seniors will walk out with their parents and their parents will, you know, wear their jerseys. But see, some of those things can be built around the special holidays. So, again, I think, you know, the 4th of July could be a great opportunity to host an event if you can line yourself up with the Chamber of Commerce or whoever is doing the big rally of firework rally. If they're doing it in the football stadium, that would be great. You guys can be the prelude to the fireworks show. So, again, there's some great ideas on womenstacklefootballgroup.meeting.com, and that's what it's all about on the board. It's about discussion. It's about ideas. And like I said, every idea don't always work, but at least you start getting into some discussion and kind of mold some things together. I know that the Tribe Championship win makes Kansas City list of most memorable sports moments of the decade. Was listed here. I think Mindy had put her article up here. And they got some recognition in Kansas City. And it's a link on there, kansascity.com/sports/story. So if you want to go there, you can talk about that. But that's part of promoting and marketing, is getting your team. Of course, they won the championship, so they have a little bit more to brag about. But these are the type of things that we have to do to get our football teams recognized. So I think that was a great accomplishment that they were able to be in the Kansas City memorable sports moments of the decade. That's not bad at all. You know, that's a great push from a great organization. And again, sometimes it takes a championship in order for you to get recognized with that information. Let's see. What else? What else is on the meeting board? That's one of the new topics or hot topics right now. Of course, you got your Merry Christmas to everybody. Preseason games, helpful or waste of time? I think we talked about that a little bit in the past. I think New York Sharks, we have played or will be playing their 100th game. This season, New York Sharks of the IWFL, we playing their 100th game of their career. The game will take place on May 22nd against the Baltimore Nighthawks. And, you know, again, that's longevity. You know, that's 11 years of work. And I think that's a great accomplishment as well, and I think we should recognize that. We did get a sad note of Coach Bill from the Philadelphia Liberty Bells is going to be dropping his position over with the Liberty Bells and has picked up in Barat, Italy. So, again, he's taking his game overseas and will be coaching in the men's. And he just left a little note saying, leaving women's football, I just wanted to wish everyone well this season. I accepted a position and brought Italy and leave in 2 weeks. Just wanted to thank everyone for the information and enjoyment this site has provided. I want to publicly thank the Philadelphia Liberty Bells for the opportunity to be your coach last season. I hope you learned as much from me as I learned from you all. Coming from high school circuit into women's football, I had no idea what to expect. I can easily say it was the most enjoyable football experience I've encountered. My best advice for the my colleagues is do not sell them short. I was guilty of thinking that they wouldn't be able to handle what I like to do. If you want to advance the sport, You have to teach the things that we teach our high school and college teams. Believe me, these women are capable. In closing, have a kick-ass 2010 season. So, again, there's opportunities for coaches to move forward. I mean, like I said, women's football could be a stepping stone. And as you can see, these are the things that are going on here. Coach would definitely be missed. But, again, it's an opportunity for coaches to go and get more experience and, hey, and maybe come back, you know, to the women's game. What else? What else is on? Let me just take one more page here. Again, I'm just catching up a few things on the women's tackle football group.ning.com board. I think I talked about this, but, you know, I'm not going to go in detail, but the bottom line is schedules. You know, there's some people that want to argue about scheduling and how easy or how hard it could be. You know, why do leagues or why do teams allow to have schedules as such they do. There were some questions about some teams playing each other twice or three times, questions about traveling past another team that's in their league and going to play somebody else that's out of their league or out of their division. I won't say league because that's kind of different. They talked about the tier system, how come teams are playing tier one and tier two. They talked about some of the teams in IWFL playing each other three times. How come some are playing 9 games, and some playing 7? You know, and I think I talked about this last time. You know, as difficult or as easy as it may seem, you know, situations are situations. You know, some teams have the budget to travel, some teams don't. Some teams are powerhouses because they work on it. Some teams aren't. You know, it's that type of situation that these owners have to understand, and that the leagues do too. And I'm pretty sure that the leagues really work their darnest to make it feasible for everybody. But again, you know, it looks good on paper, and it's not. And sometimes it's not. You know, so again, it's a matter of, you know, working together. And this is where we all got to work together. It's like about 37 different comments about, you know, this schedule is screwed up, these people are screwed up. And I'm not going to go into all that because it's not about the negativity. It's about the fact that you have to understand, you know, where these teams are coming from, not only the teams, but also the people that are putting the schedules together. And like I said, I am putting together a schedule here for the West Coast. And, you know, you got to be able to work together. You got to be reasonable, and you got to be flexible. And that's all I can say is you got to be flexible in order for, you know, things to work out. And I know that's one of the hot topics, but, again, I don't want to talk about negative stuff with women's football. It's enough negativity out there as it is. The fact is you play who you play because they're on your schedule, okay? And people just got to deal with it. They definitely have to deal with that. And okay, and what else? You know, again, we all here, we all listening, we all doing because we want to see the movement of women's football go forward. We want to stay as positive as possible. Yes, there's some people that are mad at each other. There's reasons behind this and behind that, and which is understood, but, you know, we got to look at the bigger picture. I can be pissed off and mad at you all I want, but if I'm here to destroy, then, you know, seek and destroy, then that's the problem. And some people can't understand that, that everything that's been done on this show and personally by me has been only here to help women's football. So, again, I hope we all keep that in mind. I hope we all keep that focus for 2010. I hope that that's a New Year's resolution that everyone is working on. You know, yes, I believe my team is the best in the world. Why? Because I coach them, you know. But there's always somebody out there better. There's always somebody out there better than you, you know. And I think that's what we got to understand, is to compete amongst each other. And once you compete, then it all wash out on the field. If you're good, you're good. If you're not, you're not. But the jibber-jabbering and all that other stuff seems like it's coming to a halt, and people are more willing to accept the fact that we are working together and we agree, and we're disagreeing to agree or agree to disagree is okay. Nothing wrong with that. But again, be supportive of what goes on in women's football. Just support it, support it, support it. Get better, get better, get better. Play hard, coach hard, learn as much as you can. And that's what this show is all about. Four Quarters of Coach Lee is all about learning. It's all about teaching. It's all about answering questions, you know, as open and honest as possible. And that's what it's all about, you know. So, again, we're moving forward. We're doing our thing. You know, we're here each and every Monday. Yes, we will have more guests and things of that nature as we get closer to the season. I'm able to hold my own and talk about everything on the show. It's no big deal. You listening, you can call in. You can ask a question. You can do what you got to do to find out what's going on. And you can always go to the Women's Tackle Football Group.neem.com board and post. You know, post your questions. There's always somebody on there that's willing to answer. You know, there's no such thing as a stupid question. That's one thing that I like about the Camping Conference. When you're here in person, you can ask that question. And like I said, there is no such thing as a stupid or dumb question. So, again, go to Women's Tackle Football Group.neem.com board. Post it up. Light it up. Let's see what you got. And we do the best that we can to answer your questions. You can always reach me at, Las Vegas Showgirls at Yahoo.com. You can reach me at Women's Football Camp at Yahoo.com. And I definitely will put it on there. Definitely put it down there for you. And we definitely can get our rock and rolling on. But as you can see, I hear my music. That's my music. That means my hour is up. Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Blog Talk Radio. Each and every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell a friend. Tell somebody. Let them know what's going on, what's going down. Because this is Coach Lee. And I'm out.
Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair square.